This morning on WCHL, former J School professor and journalism leader Chuck Stone died this weekend. We'll remember his many achievements. What was all the smoke we smelled last week, and will it continue?
These are planned in the summer for the fall and winter burn season.
And Orange County's early voting sites are all finalized. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Harbor Road traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, UNC Baseball took another series victory over the weekend. And
now, who do we root for in the national championship game?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL, a light rain coming down right now and 53 degrees in Chapel Hill. Showers predicted all day today, near 100% chance, and they're high today in the middle 50s, so the temperatures are really going to stay about where they are. A former professor of journalism at the University of North Carolina and co-founder of the National Association of Black Journalists, Charles Sumner Chuck Stone Jr., died Sunday at the age of 89, according to multiple media outlets. Stone was an influential writer for some of the leading African-American publications like the Washington Afro-American, the Chicago Daily Defender, and the New York Age. At UNC, Stone taught censorship and magazine writing from 1991 until his retirement in 2004. He first began his teaching career while he was at the Daily News and taught at Bryn Mawr College's Graduate School of Social Work and Social Research. He taught at Harvard University and the John F. Kennedy School of Government in the early 80s. He also taught journalism at the University of Delaware in the middle 80s. Former UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe tweeted, quoting here, "Thank you, Chuck Stone, for so much. What an unbelievable source of inspiration and encouragement for us all." Stone is survived by his children, Krishna Stone, Allegra Stone, and Charles St. Stone III, grandchild Parade Stone, and sisters Madeline Seymour and Irene Gordy. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Chuck Stone Citizen of the World Fund at the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication Foundation of North Carolina. UNC journalism professor Chuck Stone died at the age of 89 on Sunday. UNC Journalism School professor Charlie Tuggle will be speaking with us this morning about that at 7:30. And former UNC Journalism School professor Phil Meyer will be heard from in the 8 o'clock hour. If you happen to smell smoke outside over the next few weeks and you're pretty sure it's not coming from your immediate area, then there's a chance it may be coming from a controlled burn by forest managers. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
On Twitter this past Thursday, a lot of folks expressed concern about a layer of smoke hanging over a large portion of Chapel Hill that afternoon. As it turns out, the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission conducted a controlled burn in 218 acres of Jordan game lands that day. Here's Wildlife Forest Manager Brandon Miner. He works at District 5, an 11-county district that includes Orange, Durham, Alamance, and Chatham.
The purpose was to improve the wildlife habitat within a thin pine stand.
Miner added that reducing the probability of a wildfire was also a goal of the burn. He says that an unforeseen wind shift was likely the reason so many people all over Chapel Hill may have seen and smelled smoke on Thursday.
We had a little shower of rain that actually come through when we was burning it. They kind of set the smoke down and held it tight to the ground, and it didn't let it go up.
According to Miner, the result was that low cloud of smoke.
The predicted wind was actually southwest for that day, the transport wind, and that would have taken it above everything, but that rain was really what kind of hurt us.
Miner says the burn for Jordan game lands was planned well in advance.
We do annual burn prescriptions on each game lands that we manage, and these are planned in the summer for the fall and winter burn season.
But precise scheduling is always at the mercy of Mother Nature.
The wet winter we've had so far has prevented us from doing a bunch of controlled burns or prescribed burns like we wanted to. And so this time of year is when we get the best control on our hardwood.
He says this is also when controlled burning produces the best wildlife habitat results. According to Miner, controlled burning by the Wildlife Resources Commission could continue through the first week of May or whenever all the sweet gums and underbrush start to get really green. He says that makes it harder for a fire to carry through a timber stand. Plus, humidity would start to lower the intensity of a burn. Miner says that all questions about controlled burning by the Wildlife Resources Commission can be directed to the Raleigh office at 919-707-0010. For more information, you can find this story at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:11. More news in just a moment.
Folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is Ron Stutz. Join me Saturday, April 12th at Briar Chapel for their 6th annual Earth Day celebration. The Triangle's largest green community is throwing the biggest blowout for their favorite day of the year. Start your day off at the Briar Chapel 5K, then enjoy great eats at the food truck rally, beer from Carolina Brewery, plus crafts, games, and more. While you're there, tour 8 model homes and check out the latest green home features. Learn more at briarchapelnc.com/earthday. See you there.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures of mom and dad from college. Those glasses are frightening.
If you're considering LASIK surgery, check out the experienced team at the UNC Kidner Eye Center.
No kidding. Those glasses are enormous.
We offer the highest quality laser solutions and the best technology available.
Kind of makes you wonder what we'll look like when we're their age.
Call us to schedule a screening today. 30 years from now, you may very well thank us again. The UNC Kidner Eye Center. Call 919-445-2020 or visit us at unci.org.
Our name is WCHL. Our dialed position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
And it's 6:13 at WCHL. In other news this morning, the State Board of Elections has officially approved Orange County's early voting sites, including one close to but not on the UNC campus. Concerns about accessibility led members of the Orange County Board of Elections to take Ram's Head Dining Hall off the list of possible sites this year. Board members examined other options for on-campus voting, but ultimately settled on the North Carolina Hillel Center on West Cameron Avenue. While that's close to UNC, some worry its off-campus location will not appeal to student voters. A plan to use Cobb Residence Hall as an additional on-campus voting site failed to gain traction with the majority of the local board members. The sites approved for early voting are the Hillel Center and the Seymour Senior Center in Chapel Hill, the Board of Elections Office and the Master's Garden Preschool in Hillsboro, and Carborough Town Hall. Recent changes to state law mean early voting will only run for 9 days this year, and registration during early voting is no longer allowed. The deadline to register to vote is Friday, April 11th. You can download registration forms from the Board of Elections website or pick them up at Carborough Town Hall, Chapel Hill Town Hall, and public libraries all over the county. For a full list of locations offering voter registration forms, visit our website, chapelboro.com. In news around town this morning, you can learn about the history of the Carolina Playmakers this spring at UNC's Wilson Library. From now through June 8th, the library's host is exhibit called Making a People's Theater, Prof. Koch and the Carolina Playmakers. The exhibit examines the origins of the local theater company back in 1918 when Frederick Prof. Koch arrived on campus to teach UNC's first ever course on playwriting. And in conjunction with the exhibit, UNC historian Cecilia Moore will deliver a free public lecture about playmakers on Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. in the Wilson Library. And for the last 6 years, the Jewish Federation of Durham-Chapel Hill has provided meals for Chapel Hill police officers who have to work on Christmas Day. On Thursday, the Chapel Hill PD recognized that service at a small ceremony at the Federation's office in Durham. Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue was there to present the Federation with its Civilian Service Award. That award is given to individuals and organizations that display exceptional volunteer commitment and effort in service of the police department. WCHL News Time 6:16. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. You know, it's one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Please drive carefully out there this morning. Things are rather slick. We've had a lot of light, steady rain overnight, and it's coming down right now, so visibility not great. Everybody be careful out there. And as far as we know, there aren't any specific traffic problems out there. Situation will certainly change a little bit later on as far as volume of traffic is concerned. Rand Northam is in the newsroom as usual. He'll be reporting on traffic throughout the morning here on WCHL. And your Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Grimble Jewelers. Berkeley Grimble is the man to see at Grimble Jewelers, your full-service jewelry store. And if you're looking for an engagement ring, you're ready to pop the question, well, Berkeley is the man to see at Grimble Jewelers on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill in the Village Plaza, right next door to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 52 degrees right now. Showers likely, high today in the middle 50s. Chance of rain about 100% today. Pretty sure thing. Tonight we're looking at rain likely with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Overnight low in the low 50s. Chance of rain is 70%. Tomorrow, a partly sunny day, a little bit nicer weather with a high in the middle 60s. So temperature's going to warm up just a little bit, but still not very warm. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, slight chance for showers after midnight, overnight low in the low 40s. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and the highs in the low 60s. So kind of a rainy forecast in WCHL. It's raining out there right now and very wet. And we're going to take a look at your WCHL championship sports. And we'll tell you that the national championship game takes place tonight in the men's basketball Final Four NCAA tournament. And Art Chansky is going to talk about this a little bit later on. But who are you pulling for tonight, Kentucky or UConn? Those are the two teams that are there. Very unlikely for them to be there. Kentucky is a number 8 seed and UConn a number 7 seed. And here they are playing for the national championship. So much for seedings. The number 30 North Carolina baseball team completed a series victory over Boston College on Sunday with a dominating 12-2 win to improve to 18-13 overall and 7-8 in Atlantic Coast Conference play. With the loss, the Eagles dropped to 10-20 on the season and 2-13 in conference action. Freshman pitcher Zach Gallen turned in a solid performance, combining with reliever Riley Hovis to allow a mere 2 runs off 5 base hits. Michael Russell reached base on 5 occasions and scored 3 runs, while Parks Jordan and Landon Lassiter got in on the offensive explosion with 3 runs apiece as well. Next up for the Tar Heel baseball team, the opener of a 5-game homestand. Carolina will host North Carolina A&T tomorrow at 6 p.m. at Boshammer Stadium. And coming up this morning on WCHL at about 8:20, we'll be talking to Bobby Hundley of UNC Athletics about this season's Carolina baseball team and where the Tar Heels are at this moment. It is 6:20 at WCHL. And coming up, we're going to talk more about that national championship game coming up tonight. And also other sports happening in our area. That is on the way on WCHL. And coming up next, we are going to check in with Charles Osgood for the Osgood File on WCHL.
My house is really spent. Every inch of it is low rent. No class, I'm such a nerd. It's time to call Cedarburg. It just really makes good sense. 30 years experience. Call the man with means and the dream team, Bill Cedarburg.
For more information, go to CedarburgKitchens.com. Today's Our Local Deal is from Progression Climbing. It's half off, $60 for an introduction to rock climbing package, including a 2-week membership, available now for $30. Progression Climbing is a state-of-the-art climbing gym for climbers of all levels. Make sure to check out and register for their youth full-day summer camps for ages 5 to 14 and their youth climbing teams, both recreational and competitive, with weekly practices. You can register for these programs at climbprogression.com. This deal is available for a limited time.
So buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee. But we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
Hi, my name is Stephen Lair, and I'm the franchise owner for Home Instead Senior Care in Chapel Hill. Home Instead Senior Care provides non-medical in-home care for seniors, companionship, meal preparation, medication reminders, on up through personal care and bathing assistance for seniors all throughout Orange and North Chatham County. Well, what I want to talk about today is what I call the white elephant. A lot of the clients we serve have lost their spouses, and we see a huge trend among families and caregivers that we call the white elephant. If you've ever been around someone who's lost a loved one, you've undoubtedly seen the situation played out. Immediately following the loss, everybody offers their heartfelt condolences. A few brave souls may actually offer to reminisce with you about the person you lost, but once the appropriate grieving period has passed, no one mentions their name again. Maybe they're afraid of upsetting their loved one. Maybe they're actually afraid of upsetting themselves. But in both instances, the memory of the departed kind of falls into this conversational abyss that no one dares to broach. And in my mind, the only thing greater than the tragedy of losing the person you love is losing them twice. Imagine if you could never say your wife's name again. For many caregivers and families, avoiding sensitive topics seems like the compassionate thing to do, but in doing it, you actually deny the person you care about not just the joy of reminiscing, but in some cases, you actually deny them an important part of the grieving process. What we do is we encourage our caregivers not to be afraid of the white elephant. Engage the seniors in their life on things that are most important to them. Ask them about their favorite memories. If you close the door on an entire chapter of their life and refuse to talk about it, you'll never really get to know them as a person. Ask them about their wedding day. Ask them about dancing under the stars at the officers' club. Ask them about the hard times, about their biggest mistakes. Ask them about the thing that they love the most. Along the way, you'll hear an unbelievable story, and it's a story that they desperately want to tell you. Well, for more information on this and everything that we do, you can go to homeinstead.com, or you can call us up at 919-933-3300.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
This is Neris Levy.
And this is Jackie Helvey.
The 17th annual community dinner celebrating Orange County's cultural diversity will be held on Sunday, April 27th at 1 p.m. at the McDougall Schools Cafetorium in Cobra.
This is a great event for the whole family, and it just won a national award. Last year, over 650 people came to the dinner for great food, fellowship, and entertainment.
Mama Dip's Kitchen and some restaurants are cooking the main meal, while other local restaurants and organizations are donating entrees and desserts.
Our great slate of entertainers includes the Chapel Hill Karen Youth Dancers, Bio My Youth Jazz Group, and more. And Ron Stutz from WCHL is our MC.
Tickets are $8 for adults, $3 for children 10 and under, and are on sale at many venues. Go to our website, communitydinner.org, for more information.
Every dinner has been a sellout, so get your tickets soon.
This is Neris Levy.
And this is Jackie Helvey.
See you at the dinner on April
27th. Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
Have you ever nominated someone to be a WCHL Hometown Hero? If you haven't, now's your chance to really make your nomination count, because it's the Village Pride Award May Month of Moms. Visit chapelbro.com and tell us why your mom or any mom you know deserves to be recognized as a Hometown Hero. By submitting your nomination, you're automatically eligible to win a VIP D-Pack package to see Joseph in the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat with premium tickets, VIP parking, and a dinner gift card. You have until April 20th. Go to chapelbro.com. Time to get all the details. 625.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood. Sports seasons overlap. Great time for sports fans and the athletes they root for. Our CBS News colleague Susan Spencer chose this time to ask an age-old sports question.
Are elite athletes born to greatness, or can practice, in fact, make perfect?
The only real rule is tremendous individual variation.
David Epstein wrote The Sports Gene, a look at how much of athletic greatness is genetic and how much is learned. His answer, 100% of both.
More after this. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. There's so much noise about annuity investing these days, and many people don't understand that annuities can cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars in fees over time and can hurt the return on your investments. If you're an investor with a portfolio of $500,000 or more, and you either own or are thinking about buying an annuity, there's information you need to have. Ken Fisher, the Forbes columnist and money manager, has written an eye-opening report called Annuity Insights, Your Guide to Better Understanding Annuities. I want you to call Fisher Investments at 1-800-400-0404 to get this free report so you can stay informed. I'll give you that number again because I do strongly recommend that you make that call today. This report from Fisher Investments will show you how annuities can tie up your wealth, cost you thousands of dollars in fees, and lock you into low returns and complicate your taxes, too. So it's important that you call for this free report today, 1-800-400-0404. That's 1-800-400-0404. Here's what David Epstein told Susan Spencer about what makes great athletes great.
No two people respond to training in exactly the same way because of their genes. A very important kind of talent is the ability to profit more rapidly from 1 hour of practice than the next guy does, and that's very much mediated by your genes.
Two high jumpers make the case. The 2004 Olympic gold medalist, Stefan Holm, had trained for 20 years. The guy who beat him for gold at the 2007 World Championships, Donald Thomas, took up the sport just 8 months before the games.
Genes do convey some obvious advantages, says Epstein.
There are definitely sports genes. Some cases where just a single gene makes a big difference to someone's athleticism.
You can't teach someone height or reach.
Take NBA All-Star LeBron James. No surprise, the basketball prodigy is tall, 6'8", but his wingspan is 7 feet. At the far other end of the spectrum, the tiny gymnast.
Elite female gymnasts in the last 30 years have shrunk from 5'3" to 4'9" on average. Better for them to rotate in the air.
Different strokes for different sports.
Epstein says today's intense competition is what has weeded out all but the athletes whose body types are perfect for the job.
More on all this in our next Osgood file. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
And now it's time for the professionals, local service, daily insights.
I'm Bill Cederberg. I'm the owner of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions in Chapel Hill since 1986. We do full-scale remodeling, specializing in kitchens and baths, small additions, anything that is related to remodeling of an existing residence.
You do all kinds of additions, don't you?
I've added third stories to existing houses. I've dug out basements. I've done some suite type of additions where you have maybe a master suite with a bathroom and a large bedroom and maybe a sitting area. We've done a lot of different things, and we've done a lot of real simple things. Building a small porch on the front of the house or changing the facade, closet, reworks, a variety of things.
Do you do porches and decks and patios and that sort of thing?
We've done a lot of patios with decks and or hard surfaces. Sometimes we'll bring in a landscaper, or maybe a landscaper has brought us in. But in Chapel Hill, one of the most popular things we do is cover decks and make them screen porches so that you can get a little more use out of that deck, enjoy the summer months a little more, really extend the seasons, maybe making that space maybe a 8 to 9 month space as opposed to 4 or 5. And from time to time, we'll take that space and make it into what would more commonly be called a Florida room. Go to our website at cedarburgkitchens.com. You'll see examples of our work and some testimonials and products.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
There are angels among us. Join Angels on the Runway, a fashion show benefiting Cornucopia Cancer Support Center and the Peru Project. Real women in our communities don signature pieces from Angel Rocks, an American-made clothing line. The fashion show, silent auction, and more starts at 7 p.m. on Thursday, April 10th at City Kitchen in Chapel Hill. Tickets start at $25. For more information and to buy tickets, visit Cancer Support, the number 4, the letter U.org. Thanks, WCHL, for supporting Cornucopia.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. Your Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Sturtevant's Tire Pros in Chapel Hill. Visit 942tire.com, or you can give them a call at 942-TIRE. Sturtevant's Tire Pros in Chapel Hill. 52 degrees in Chapel Hill. Showers likely today. High today in the middle 50s. Chance of rain near 100%. And we're getting it right now. A little light rain out there. Tonight, rain likely with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the mix. Our overnight low tonight in the low 50s. Once again, 70% chance of rain. And tomorrow, a little better day for sure.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
All right, couple of sets of pings heard in the Indian Ocean. Might they be from the cockpit voice and flight data recorders on Malaysia Flight 370? It's not certain, but the Malaysian Transport Minister is encouraged.
The new developments over the last few hours has been the most promising lead we have had.
CBS News Transportation Safety Analyst Mark Rosenkirk.
They heard two separate pings, which would be indicative of not only the flight data recorder, but the cockpit voice recorder. That is the kind of pattern you would have if, in fact, you had the two boxes emitting the signals. That really is a very encouraging sign.
What's next out in the Indian Ocean, far west of Perth, Australia?
They're going to attempt to do one more pass or two more passes or whatever it takes in order to be able to get another capture of the signal so that they can triangulate. And at that point, with the three points that they would have, they'd be able to actually get a much better kind of focus on where the actual boxes could be.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32 at WCHL. We have 52 degrees and a little light rain this morning. A former professor of journalism at UNC and the co-founder of the National Association of Black Journalists, Charles Sumner Chuck Stone Jr., died on Sunday at the age of 89. According to multiple media outlets, Stone was an influential writer for some of the leading African-American publications, like the Washington Afro-American, the Chicago Daily Defender, and the New York Age. At UNC, Stone taught censorship and magazine writing from 1991 until his retirement in 2004. He first began his teaching career while he was at the Daily News and taught at Bryn Mawr College's Graduate School of Social Work and Social Research. He taught at Harvard University and the John F. Kennedy School of Government in the early 80s. He also taught journalism at the University of Delaware in the middle 80s. Former UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe tweeted, quoting here, "Thank you, Chuck Stone, for so much. What an unbelievable source of inspiration and encouragement for us all." Stone is survived by his children, Krishna Stone, Allegra Stone, and Charles St. Stone III, grandchild Parade Stone, and sisters Madeline Seymour and Irene Gordy. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Chuck Stone Citizen of the World Fund at the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication Foundation of North Carolina. We'll talk with UNC Journalism School Professor Charlie Tuggle at 7:30 this morning. And in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be speaking with former UNC J School Professor Phil Meyer a little after 8 o'clock. Once again, Chuck Stone, dead at the age of 89. The State Board of Elections has officially approved Orange County's early voting sites, including one close to but not on the UNC campus. Concerns about accessibility led members of the Orange County Board of Elections to take Ram's Head Dining Hall off the list of possible sites this year. Board members examined other options for on-campus voting, but ultimately settled on the North Carolina Hillel Center on West Cameron Avenue. While that's close to UNC, some worry its off-campus location might not appeal to student voters. A plan to use Cobb Residence Hall as an additional on-campus voting site failed to gain traction with a majority of the local board members. The sites approved for early voting are the Hillel Center and the Seymour Senior Center in Chapel Hill, the Board of Elections Office and the Master's Garden Preschool in Hillsborough, and also Carborough Town Hall. Recent changes to state law mean early voting will only run for 9 days this year, and registration during early voting is no longer allowed. The deadline to register to vote is Friday, April 11th. That's this coming Friday. You can download registration forms from the Board of Elections website or pick them up at Carborough Town Hall, Chapel Hill Town Hall, and public libraries all over the county. For a full list of locations offering voter registration forms, visit our website at chapelborough.com. It's been more than a month since a pipe burst at the bottom of a pond in Eden, North Carolina, causing thousands of tons of coal ash to spill into the Dan River. The spill has had a profound effect on residents in the area, and not just the human population. One scientist from Appalachian State University recently made his way to the river to look at some of the area's smallest inhabitants. Abigail Brewer of Carolina Connection went with him.
Looks like you could come in off the bank and maybe sample for inverts right there.
There's a riffle right there under the bank.
Yeah, I saw that.
With neoprene waders on, biologist Shay Tuberty steps from the banks of the Dan River into its frigid, flowing waters. He's hoping to look beneath the water's surface and search the benthic, a riverbed community, for signs of life. This isn't the first time Tuberty has done this. 5 years ago, he was on the site of a much bigger and more toxic coal ash spill in Tennessee.
When I heard about the number of tons, you know, we were dealing with 500,000 tons in the TVA spill, it was still difficult to determine, you know, negative impacts on the fish community. I thought maybe because I knew there would be a better benthic community here than we had in the at the TVA site, that it would be possible to see immediate impacts.
The day Tuberty heard that about 39,000 tons of coal ash, that's about 78 million pounds, had spilled in North Carolina, he was itching to learn of its impacts. Coal ash contains elements such as arsenic, selenium, and mercury that can disrupt an entire ecosystem. Many insects and worms call the mucky riverbed home. Tuberty samples these at two places on the river, one downstream of the spill and one closer to the point of the spill.
All right, ready to do another one, Matt?
Yeah, that's good.
A couple different things by being patient here. But...
One of Tuberty's students stands a couple feet from a kick seam, a net held between two poles, and kicks up the muck. In this process, a number of insects are trapped in the net.
It's a free-living caddisfly. Might have been a phylloptomidae.
These samples will be taken back to the lab to test for toxicity. NC State biologist David Buckwalter says that after a coal ash spill, toxic elements are released relatively quickly.
Well, it will probably take several years for all of the material to leach out, but by the end of that period of time, it would be leaching out at a very slow rate. So I would assume that most of the action will have occurred, you know, in the more immediate, you know, post-spill time frame, you know.
In the downstream section of the Dan River, there isn't any clear sign of trouble. Coal isn't present on the banks, and it's not found in the muck when the insect samples are collected. That doesn't mean that the Dan River isn't in trouble. It may be 6 months to a year before we know the impacts on the organisms living in the river. A major cause of concern for scientists are the elements selenium and arsenic.
Selenium is a little bit unique in that it gets picked up at the base of food webs by bacteria and algae and diatoms and such. And those organisms at the base of aquatic food webs take that selenium.
In addition to his jar of insects, Tuberty is taking a species of Asian clam that was introduced into the river years ago.
They're constantly bringing in the water right at the water sediment interface. And so they're one of the most endangered organisms based on their interactions with the metals that become part of the sediment.
While efforts to clean up the coal ash spill continue, the health of an entire ecosystem lays in the balance. Buckwalter notes that situations like these could prevent the coal industry from storing wet coal in ponds in the future. In Eden, I'm Abigail Brewer.
And Carolina Connection is a student-run show that you hear every Saturday during the school year here on WCHL. It's a radio news magazine at the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. As I said, every Saturday morning, 8:30 during the school year, Abigail Brewer is a reporter with Carolina Connection. 6:39 at WCHL, and coming up next on WCHL, a new commentator this morning, Matt Bailey, will be along, and he has a commentary, and says that let's get rolling on the Ephesus Fordham plan. He's very much in favor of moving ahead with that. That is on the way next, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics on WCHL.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Teresa Brent, our expert in young drivers insurance.
Thanks, Mark. We are currently offering some of the lowest rates in the state for young drivers. But more importantly, we can ensure that you have the most comprehensive coverage for your son or daughter in case of any tragedy. You can call me, Teresa Brandt, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
Always on the go? Let the design team at Best Tile make your next remodeling project a breeze. Our personal designers are here to help make your vision a reality. No muss, no fuss. And with a huge selection from around the world, you're sure to find the perfect tile right here without having to scour the triangle. With Best Tile, you don't have to put your life on hold to make your home beautiful again. Best Tile, local store, global selection, at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, or find us online at besttile.com.
Beethoven, what's wrong?
Ah, I'm trying to compose my ode to joy, but how can I be joyous when I'm so hungry?
Why don't you try Bread Mints? They've got everything from sandwiches to scrambled eggs. It's my favorite spot in town.
Gott in Himmel, that's it! Breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. Lots of food, not much to pay. Go to Bread Mints, come to Bread Mints. Eat at Bread Mints every day.
Bread Mints Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
You're a genius, Beethoven.
Dankeschön.
Hello, Orange County job seekers. This is Gilbert from Employment Services. Do you need new and creative strategies for employment and networking opportunities? Join us on the second and fourth Fridays for job seeking skills and interviewing workshops held at the Orange County Career Center, 503 West Franklin Street, Chapel Hill. Workshops begin at 9 a.m. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about our job seekers.
Hello, this is Freddie Kiger of WCHL, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with my good buddy, Ron Stutz.
All right, Freddie Kiger is going to be along with the trivia quiz coming up in just a little while here on WCHL. 6:42, this is Ron Stutz. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Matt Bailey. There are a lot of reasons I'm excited about the Ephesus Fordham plan. Clearly, the roads in the area are broken. They're tricky for motorists, unfriendly for pedestrians, and downright dangerous for bicyclists. Clearly, the zoning is broken. Designed for the 1970s suburban sprawl era, property owners really don't have much choice than to gussy up their aging strip malls under the current code. Clearly, the tax base is broken. With so many shopping and dining choices across the county line, there's probably no part of town that bleeds more sales tax revenue than the Ephesus Fordham area. But it's not what the Ephesus Fordham plan would fix that most excites me. As a resident of nearby Colony Lake, it's what it would create that really excites me. The plan will add smaller, more pedestrian-friendly streets through what are now parking lots, making Ephesus Fordham the kind of place our family would like to walk or bike. By allowing property owners to move beyond the outdated strip mall model, the plan will create the kind of place we can hang out with our friends and neighbors, such as a sidewalk cafe or maybe a restaurant with a rooftop patio. The plan will create more retail and dining options near our neighborhood, which will mean we'll drive less to Durham to shop and neat. I sure wouldn't mind seeing more of our property tax revenue stay here in Orange County. The plan could even give me an office that's actually near my home someday. Most of all, I'm excited that the Ephesus Fordham plan will finally give our side of town a real center for our community, something we desperately lack today. Let's get the ball rolling on the Ephesus Fordham plan. When we do, Ephesus Fordham won't just be the name of an intersection, it will be the name of a place. This is Matt Bailey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
643 at WCHL, and time now for Inside Carolina Athletics. Tell you what's happening as far as sports is concerned on the UNC campus.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
UNC's baseball team improved to 18-13 overall and 7-8 in the ACC on Sunday after beating Boston College by a score of 12-2. A 7-run sixth inning broke open what was a 2-2 game, and the Diamond Heels took the series over the Eagles, winning 2 of 3 contests. After a disappointing 10-9 walk-off loss a day earlier, head coach Mike Fox was thrilled to take an ACC series played on the road.
You know, it's a game really we almost had to win. You don't really want to say that, but in the back of your mind, I'm thinking, boy, we it would be big for us to get a win and flush, you know, yesterday and make feel good about ourselves and get a series win on the road. You know, we need somebody just pretty much refuses to lose. And I'm not going to let this team lose.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Monday is an off day for the Carolina baseball team, but the first Mike Fox radio show of the year will be at 7 o'clock from Tyler's in downtown Carrboro. The squad does have midweek contests on Tuesday and Wednesday at Boschmer Stadium versus North Carolina A&T and Coastal Carolina before a weekend home series commences versus Wake Forest on Friday.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Don't miss all the exciting Carolina baseball action this weekend as the Tar Heels host Wake Forest for a three-game series at Boschhammer Stadium. Celebrate Military Appreciation Day on Friday, fireworks on Saturday, and kids run the bases after Sunday's game. First pitches are scheduled for Friday at 7, Saturday at 6, and Sunday at 1. Tickets and information available at GoHeels.com.
This is head coach Mike Fox. Come out to Boschhammer Stadium this weekend and catch all the action as we take on Wake Forest.
Most people who go into business selling office equipment do it for 2 weeks and then move on. I've been in the office equipment business for 10 years and I'm still going strong. I love connecting with people and I love my job. Courtesy calls, follow-up emails, I want to talk with you and I want to make sure you're happy. And if you're not happy, then neither am I. I'm Blake Smith and I'm with CEI, the source in the triangle for your office equipment needs since 1957. Visit me online at copycei.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will your office.
My house is really spent. Every inch of it is low rent. No class, I'm such a nerd. It's time to call Cedarburg. It just really makes good sense. 30 years experience. Call the man with the means and the dream team. Bill Cedarburg.
For more information, go to CedarburgKitchens.com.
All right, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Here we are Monday morning, and you know what? It's going to be Monday all day. And that's...
Monday,
oh, aren't you glad that we have a microphone on Rand North?
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, that's really good, man. That's really outstanding. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Don't make fun of me for saying anymore.
It's outstanding in one way or another.
Yeah, how was your weekend?
It was good. It's gone already, so.
I know.
Yeah, flew right by.
Where do they go?
Where do they go?
Where do they go? Where do they? When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Weekends fly right by. Well, what's happening this morning as far as our traffic is concerned?
Well, the roadways certainly are wet this morning, so that says to use a little extra caution this morning. Give yourself a little extra time to travel as well. And you know, in this area that... if it rains even a little bit, people freak out, drive 400 miles per hour slower. Now, we do invite you to use caution, of course, but people do seem to kind of go crazy when it gets when you see any kind of weather out there. So.
Well, we're all kind of paranoid right now with all the terrible weather we've had.
Well, that's true. That's true. There are there's even a chance of... not really in our area for tornadoes. It's going to be more to the south today, but there's going to be some bad weather coming up today as well, as far as that's concerned.
I didn't know it was raining until I walked outside this morning, and then my first thought was, oh, no, not again.
Yep, here we go. Some more of it. Luckily, it's not the white stuff, so we've certainly passed that, and
absolutely.
Hopefully for good. Right now, everything is moving smoothly, even though it is a little wet out there. So use caution. Give yourself some extra time to travel this morning. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that very safely.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well done. We'll talk to you again about a little less than a half an hour from now. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. It is 51 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Showers likely today to the tune of close to 100%. It's coming down right now, as we mentioned. Our high temperature today in the middle 50s, so it's really not going to change a lot. Tonight, rain likely with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the low 50s. Chance of rain is 70%. And tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the middle 60s, so a little bit better weather tomorrow for sure. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain late after midnight. Overnight low in the 42 or 43 degree range. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a chance of a shower and the high in the low 60s. So today, definitely the rainiest day of the entire week. No question about that. Time now for celebrity birthdays. Actor James Garner is 86 years old. I first got to know James Garner on TV when he was on that show, Maverick. He was Brett Maverick, and this other guy was Bart Maverick. I always liked Brett better. James Garner, really cool guy. Actor Wayne Rogers, who played Trapper John on MASH on TV, 81 years old today. Media commentator Hodding Carter III is 79 years old today. He's spoken a lot in the UNC campus, and we know him quite well around here. Country singer Bobby Bear, 79 years old today. Charlie Thomas, one of the members of the Drifters, 77 years old today. Former governor of California, Jerry Brown, 76 years old today. Movie director Francis Ford Coppola is 75. Patricia Bennett, one of the members of the Chiffons. Du-lang, du-lang, du-lang. She's 67 years old today. John Oates of Hall & Oates fame. He's the short guy with the dark hair. 65 years old today. Former Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels, 65. Singer Janice Ian is 63. She, of course, at 17. Really good singer-songwriter. Actor Jackie Chan is 60 today. College and Pro Football Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett is 60. Actor Russell Crowe is 50 years old today. Actor Bill Bellamy is 49. Former football player turned analyst Tiki Barber, 39. Played at Virginia, of course. Actress Heather Burns, 39. And actor Connor Rayburn is 55 years old. 15 years old today. I'm sorry. And Jack Connor is celebrating a birthday today. Jack Connor lives in Durham. Happy birthday, Jack! We're going to get you a $10 gift certificate to the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, where they always love taking care of their customers. Jack Connor, our birthday winner of the day from UPS and all of us here at WCHL.
Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Oh, yeah, Monday all day.
Yep.
How you doing, Freddie?
It's all good.
All good.
Good.
All good.
You have a good weekend, I'm assuming?
Yeah. I mean, I'm spending a lot of time kind of taking care of things, taking care of business. Went to opening day with the Bulls back last Thursday. And
newly renovated D-back.
Yeah. No, I don't think they're completely completed.
Yeah.
But they're on the way.
A lot of new paint over there and stuff.
New suites, seats, lots more concession opportunities.
Yeah.
I think there's a jumbo board or jumbotron.
Yeah, a lot of video work and
a
stuff.
A lot of
and
nice stuff.
They
one of the best buys in this town.
It is.
For family entertainment.
It is. Go over there. It's a great place to watch a game. Very high-level baseball.
And reasonably priced.
Yeah.
And they got Tobacco Road and Mellow Mushroom and Eilers and a whole bunch of eating opportunities right around.
Whole experience there.
It's good.
And, you know, it's the highest level of baseball you can get without being in the major leagues.
And that is the theme of our question today.
Major League Baseball?
How about that?
All right.
Hey, seamless.
Isn't that amazing how I did that?
Folks, it's a high wire act without a net.
You led me right into it.
Well,
then,
I didn't realize that until I just reminded myself. Okay. So our question is Major League Baseball.
Okay. I hope I know the answer.
Well, here we go, folks. What's the only Major League Baseball team whose official logo from 1997 to 2013 featured an earring?
An earring?
An earring.
Whoa.
What's the only Major League Baseball team whose official logo from 1997 to 2013, they just changed it for this season, but the old one, featured an earring?
I think I can figure that out.
Okay. If you figured it out at home or while you're driving around, be careful. Give us a call.
Please.
919-929-WCHL.
Which is 9245.
You can win a gift certificate, $10 to Cruisers. So where you are...
good to go.
Yes, you are.
Thank you so much.
Call us.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
The Orange County Department of Social Services provides protection for vulnerable children and adults, economic support for low-income individuals and families in crisis, and also intervention services to all at-risk people living here in Orange County. The agency serves as the access point for most state and federal human services programs. Sharon Hinton is Community Services Director for the department. She works hard every day making life better for other people. That's why Sharon Hinton is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
My goodness, I've been with the department for about 8 years, and I absolutely love it. No 2 days are the same. I enjoy helping individuals attain whatever services and help that they may need.
You wake up in the morning and you look forward to getting to work.
I absolutely do. Yeah. Again, no 2 days are the same. People come in from the community with a variety of issues and services, gaps in services that they may need, and it's a pleasure to help to provide them with those services.
Why did you decide to get into that kind of work? I mean, I know it's meaningful to you. You go to work, you know that you can make a difference in people's lives. Why is this so important to you?
It's important to me because not only is it's my calling, I guess, if you will, for my career, but it's also something personal for me. Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity for me to give back, to help those that are less fortunate, and to also just to make a difference in someone's life.
Sharon, thank you for being where you are and doing what you do. And thanks for coming by to tell us about the Orange County Department of Social Services. I know it's a really busy agency, and you're a big part of it.
It really is, and I enjoy it. I thank you so much for inviting me today.
If you'd like to find out more about services provided by the Orange County Department of Social Services, simply go to the Orange County website. Sharon Hinton works hard with the Orange County Department of Social Services, looks forward to going to work every day, and gets a real kick out of her job because she makes life easier for other people. Sharon Hinton is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
6:58 at WCHL. Good question this morning from Mr. Kiger.
Freddie, I'm guessing that you're talking about the earring being incorporated in a Major League Baseball logo.
Yes.
Pirates.
Exactamundo.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of the joke we had last week. Lauren Stafford told a joke about a guy who showed up at work one day. Truck driving guy. Showed up at work one day, had an earring. And one of his buddies asked him and said, "Hey, man, I didn't think you were really into, you know, earrings. Why'd you get this earring?" And he said, "Well, it's not a big deal. It's just an earring. Don't worry about it." All right. Then, like later on in the day, the guy's curiosity was killing him, and he said, "I got to ask you one more time, man. How long have you had that earring? I haven't noticed it before." And he said, "Well, ever since my wife found it in the truck."
Well, I knew the answer to the question right away. It is the Pittsburgh Pirates. And guess what? We did not get a winner this morning. First person who called in said, was it the Oakland Raiders? Well, no, that's a professional football team. One person said the Diamondbacks, and one person said Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Again, we're talking football here, but, you know, nobody got the right answer. So Freddie Kiger managed to stump everybody this morning. Congratulations, Freddie. And nobody gets a prize. That means that We will have another question for you bright and early tomorrow morning, and tomorrow it just happens to be Rock and Roll Tuesday, which I absolutely love. WCHL's Chapel Hill Harbor weather, 51 degrees and wet this morning. We got rain coming down, showers all day, 100% chance. High today, about 55 degrees.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
Combing the Indian Ocean for any